The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Part two, baby. Bite by bite. One show ain't enough. We got Mission Minded. Of course, you hear that show at least 5 days a week here on the TKR app. Thanks to 100,000 folks who have downloaded our app. You can find these shows on any podcast platform, including Spotify, iTunes, you name it, Apple. We're all over the place. He's Michael Coleman. He's the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. In a recent show on Mission Minded, we were talking about, you and I, two guys in their 50s, trying to figure out where everyone's getting all their money and why they would spend $6.50 to have a Big Mac that costs $3.50 delivered to your front door. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I understand that if you're going to get like a $200 meal and it's raining and you got a special woman over at the house and you want delivery, I get it. But I'd much rather know that I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to know exactly when I'm going to get my food, when I'm going to have it home. I know it's going to be hot. I know it's going to be exactly what I want. Yeah. These kids these days do things differently. So we're talking about Feeding America and food banks, and you're always looking for ways to justify cost and efficiency in what you do. And that goes everything from the type of gasoline you put in your trucks to how much you're paying your drivers. Is there anything you've learned through the DoorDash Uber world we live in now, Uber Eats world we live in, and being more efficient as a food bank or for food service? Is there anything you can learn from what's going on in this country?
Yeah. I mean, DoorDash came alongside of Feeding America coming out of the pandemic and basically set up a system. I don't remember all the details because I was kind of coming in as that system was coming to an end. But came alongside of Feeding America and some local communities to do the United Way agencies to basically say that the first delivery on anybody like that would be free. And there is a real need. I mean, when you think about that, we're trying to impact seniors who's a large portion of food insecure people in our area. It's some real challenges with transportation. First of all, As you get older, you tend to not see as well. You tend to, especially if you're on a fixed income, you tend to not get out and be as mobile. You don't have the cost to maintain the finances to maintain the cost of a car, gas, all those kind of things go into it. And so lots of time, and especially you throw in health considerations, we end up getting a lot of people who are homebound or pretty close to being homebound, only go out to see their doctor or can only get a ride to see their doctor. So food banks are really wrestling with this. And I'll be honest with you, we've not really figured it out yet. It's one of those things where you have so many priorities. You're trying to figure out what's the best use of our dollars. But coming up with systems that can reach out and deliver to people who are homebound. Mm-hmm. Some people would say, well, it's just as easy as just signing, letting people sign up. And then before you know it, you've got 300, 400, 500 people requesting home delivery. And you can use a DoorDash type system or a software program that where they could request particular items and you deliver it. But it's a real challenge when you get out to rural areas because there are people who might be, 20 miles away, still in the same county in Montgomery County. And then we serve 35 overall, but 12 directly out of our facility. And some of those are more than an hour away one way.
Wow.
And so when you see, then you begin to get into those challenges about, well, maybe you can serve people within a 3 mile radius of the food bank or a 5 mile or 10 mile. But even then in the city of Montgomery, I mean, you would be overwhelmed with requests. So I think there's a space for that technology. I think we need to take advantage of everything that's out there and analyze it to say, well, what are we capable of? What resources would it take? What partnerships do we have to have? Who can we collaborate with? And that's in part why we're kind of getting, I mentioned a few weeks ago about our Food as Medicine program, which is a new program we're starting up that really is addressing food insecurity, but for those who are going through the most critical of care. And so we're looking at partnering and trying to do several different things through a one-stop shop kind of thing. So somebody has trouble getting out of the house, if they do get to the cancer center, we can also get their food there. Mm. And see, you know, and just trying to, and technology is a big part of that. We still haven't figured it all out, yeah. You know, but we know that technology is a key component of that. But one of the challenges we have is, think about it. Most of the people who are homebound, who are older, on average, are not going to be connected to technology. I think of my own mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the other thing. Yeah.
So if you're relying on them, so then, and again, the reason some of these people need help is because they don't have a support system. Their kids don't live in the area. They don't have friends who can drive a car and do things, run errands for them. I've mentioned my mom before and what she went through before her passing. She was on a fixed income. She would have been one of these people, but my sister and I were blessed to be able to supplement her life. She didn't have to do things. Yeah. And so she could sit on the phone. She could figure out Facebook. You know, she could scroll on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But if you were to say, oh, yeah, just download this app, connect to the food bank, say you need this. Oh, a bridge way too far.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of great technology out there, a lot of great stuff. But I still think and let me say this. One good thing about the food banking system is, and the way Feeding America has it set up, we're all independent food banks, even though we're contracted with Feeding America, which means we're kind of our own laboratories as to testing what works and what doesn't work. I remember thinking that one of the great things about our country, we were talking politics earlier on our other show, but one of the great things about our country is that, you know, you have federal standards, but we're allowed to kind of each run our own state in the way we think. So you could think of it as being 50 different experiments mm-hmm. on how to do healthcare, 50, and, you know, and kind of learn from each other. And, oh, this state over here does this aspect really well. Let's learn from them. And you would think people would adapt and grow. And that's kind of where we are in the food banking world, is everybody, some people are still on the fringe, just talking about it as an idea. Some people are all in on it. That's their priority, is implementing delivery and things like that to people who are food insecure. A lot of it is just simply sharing those ideas, learning best practices, and continuing to try to navigate, find ways, pathways over these barriers, around these barriers, so that the elderly don't fall through the cracks and are not left on the wayside of the road.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.